Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Come on, Kevin. You know you want to start him, just start him. Nah, I don't know. I'm messing with you. Good morning.
We want him to start him. I know that's something we want. The fans, I think the fans is a huge faction of the fan base.
Is it weird I kind of want Dylan Gabriel to start? Just want to make a comparison, that's all.
So to make it fair.
Kind of. I just want to kind of make the comparison. I kind of want to be like, let's see. Okay. All I've heard, guys, is bad things. I've barely seen any of them. But the guys who have been in Charlotte, it was one practice. Guys who have been at camp every day, all I've heard is bad things. And with Shador, it's like you didn't really get a chance to say anything bad because he wasn't out there really. And then he goes out on Friday, and we all saw what he did on Friday, and we all got excited on after Friday. And I just kind of be like, all right, like the other guy is they're excited for him, and he is definitely a theory pick. And hey, we'll see, but it's like all I've heard is like, nope, not ready. No way, no how. And it's like, all right, well, let's see if we know more than the Cleveland Browns. Let's see if we know more than the coaching staff. Put them out there. See what happens. Am I wrong, Owen? The curiosity going to kill me?
No, I would actually rather see Shador play in the joint practices, like get reps with.
Well, because you're going up against actual ones.
Yeah, because that's the thing that matters more to me this week. You got 2 days of it.
Yeah, Jalen Carter's a different animal.
But we don't get to watch it. So that's the only thing
you get
stinks.
No payoff.
Yeah, there's no payoff whatsoever.
But Zach would give us the unvarnished, like,
truth like, of it. Carolina forbid almost all of video to come out of that camp, out of that joint practice. I don't know, is it the same thing with Philadelphia?
I imagine.
Philadelphia hasn't let fans into their training camp right.
I imagine it's the same. So,
unless they pay a bunch of money.
Well, how much money do you want to pay?
Right now, to see more Shador?
We can pass a hat.
Well, we'll be talking about passing plates around coming up here at 6:20. Nice. That's a transition.
That is a great one. But it does stink. Like, imagine the roller coaster of emotions. Everybody's been talking about Shador. I keep reminding people that Shador has never complained. He has never bitched. He has never leaked out. Be the easiest thing for him to do with all of his connections.
Hey, how long people bitching on his behalf?
Yes.
40.
Yes, a lot of people.
Lining up to complain.
The hostage situation, the crisis that we have. That
quote really irked you.
Yeah.
You bring it up a lot.
It was just so silly. It was just to grab the attention. I guess I'm guilty. I fell for it because I mentioned Hugh Douglas again. There it is. Douglas name again. I can't possibly fathom that he really believes any of that. But then Shador came out and did what you would want any quarterback to do, given the limitations of whatever setup this was, great. Which was overcome. He overcame. That was awesome. It was just one preseason game. We, of course, in Cleveland, we're going to overreact to it. Of course, some national talkie heads, we're going to overreact to it. That's the fun in some of this. When do we ever really pay attention to preseason games these days anyway? So he breathed some life into this. So now he goes from that to official depth chart is out and he's fourth. Yeah. Back to fourth.
It's So the depth chart, damn it, I wanted to get to that at 6:20. The depth chart to me, I think you guys know where I'm going to stand on the depth chart. If you listened to the show yesterday at around 9 a.m., I told you when the depth chart would come out. I told you how I would feel when the depth chart would come out. So I'll tell you at 9:20 how I feel firmly about the depth chart and the unofficial Browns depth chart. There is some other business we have to get to, some more pressing business, which is annoying, but we have to get it out of the way. Are you ready? 160 for Myles Garrett. Let's go. Let's talk about it. Let's get it going. What were your thoughts?
You know, slow down, young man. Make some good decisions.
Young man. He's nearly 30.
Yeah. Well, I'm 44. Everybody's going to be much younger.
You're 44. I forget you're 44 years old. I mean, if you're looking at 30 years old, I don't care. If you were 70 and there was a 30-year-old guy, you go, hey, you're too old to be doing that stuff. What are you doing? I think, like, listen, when Shador got his speeding ticket and then we found out he had another one, I didn't make a big deal of it. And I said, hey, you want him to slow down, all right? It's one of them things where, like, yes, I know something terrible can happen, and technically something almost did terribly happen to Myles Garrett. He's a different situation. I'll tell you this here in a second. But when it comes to, like, Shador, it's like, hey, I wish you'd slow down. Come on, slow down. But that's basically all you can do. Like, I'm not wringing any hands over speeding tickets. Now, yes, something bad can happen, and thank goodness something didn't happen, but it's like, hey, slow down, take care of the process, move on with your day. Shador is also, how old is Shador? 22? I think there is a difference between 22-year-old rookie and 29-year-old all-pro, second big contract NFL football player. Does that make sense to you?
He's 23.
He's 23. Yeah.
So you think he all should right. lead by example, somebody like Myles Garrett?
No, it's not that. I just look at it and go, man, you have been in an accident once, a serious accident one time. And you basically came away very, 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 very lucky. But it's not just that. I go, you know, you are approaching 30 years old. You have made generational money. Don't you think you might want to? When you get older, don't you slow down? When you have more to lose, don't you naturally want to protect it? Isn't that the natural order of things? Like we always say, like, well, people get old and then they become boring. It's like, no, they got more things that they need to worry about. Like I think I'm a little bit fun, but I know I was a lot more fun when I was 23 years old and I didn't have a home and a family and all that stuff. I guarantee I was a lot more fun. In fact, I know I was a lot more fun. I was willing to get loaded and jump down flights of stairs when I was in my early 20s. Like, I didn't care in my early 20s. Now, I mean, I'm 39 years old. I'd rather be careful out there on the road, to be honest with you. I don't know the last time I got in trouble for speeding. It's been a long time.
Yeah, I've definitely slowed down, although I don't want to be hypocritical, because the first time I had a dealer give me a really nice car, one that could go fast, the first thing I did is get it to 115. Yeah.
Well, you know. Different dealer than I thought you were talking about.
He wasn't in the car.
It's a good point, yeah.
Might have been rushing to get to him or his company.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Who? Anywho. But that's
what I mean. Obviously he's driving something that's probably pretty cool, pretty fast. It's just gonna be part of what he's always gonna do. My issue, and it's not really an issue, it's more about when we talk about like the safety, was this at night or was this daytime too?
It was 2:01 in the morning.
Yeah,
which,
so that's the
immediately people go nuts and they say, you got to remember they. I'm imagining you said it was Saturday morning, right?
Correct.
Yeah, that's when the flight returns from Charlotte. They're back.
Yeah,
so.
My thought is always everybody else. Like, who can you trust? Because when you go over 90, when you go over 100. It's not just, you're putting everybody at risk because you're driving so fast, but also you can't trust anybody else, especially at 2 a.m. that is out there, because you don't know where they're coming from. You don't know where they're going. And are they going to look at their phone? And somebody that's going 55 on the freeway, but is also staring at their phone, right? Or some Uber driver or some DoorDash driver or whatever, they are constantly looking at phone. All it takes for them is to drift a little bit, and they would have never seen you.
That 2:01 in the morning, you get a lot more lane drifters,
yes.
Right? Because they might have had some help lane drifters.
He might. I mean, he might be as sober as a judge. Yeah. Obviously, coming back from a flight back from Charlotte to Cleveland after a football game, but you can't say the same for everybody else out there. So if you're going 100 miles an hour, it's still less time to react to anybody. And you're right about that. I mean, hell, you be honest with you. Some of the weirdest times we usually drive in, Friday mornings can usually be a little rough. If you leave at 4 a.m, you will always have weird drifters and things. I guarantee there's guys pulling into work right now who know exactly what I'm talking about. 4 a.m., 4:30, even 5 o'clock, they're popping around. It can be a little bit like, whoa, what's this guy? Oh, this person was out all night. You can tell. Mm-hmm. And I just look at it and I go, you know, I think there is a difference between nearly 30-year-old guy who's made over $200 million in his career and 23-year-old rookie. Whether you like to hear that or not, you know there's a truth to that.
Right, so,
we're in the real world.
So does somebody with the Browns, and who would it be?
What do you say to him? I'm sure you've already said it before.
And I imagine there would be a – because somebody – somebody posted all of his speeding tickets. I guess he's got a bunch of them over the years, miles. So, what do you think his insurance is? Holy cow! So, what is it? A Stefanski? Is this a Jimmy Haslam?
Maybe
an Andrew Berry.
But what can you do? I'm not going to suspend him over speeding tickets.
No,
am
but
I?
Just a conversation.
I imagine you've had the conversation already.
But you have conversations with your kids all the time that are just again.
Okay,
reproducing conversations you've had before.
If I'm the Browns, he's not my child. Okay, he's an employee. He's my most famous employee. But that's exact. If that's what he wants to be, that's what he is. I just look at it from the responsibility of, again, if you were 23 or 22, it's still not great. But I could go, all right, you're young. You're getting your first checks. You want to go out there. I don't understand. I don't want to understand. I don't condone it. But it's like, hey, there's been a lot of 20-year-olds who've gone out there and turned it up the first time they get cars and the first time they get money. You're 29. You're going on 30. There's a legacy that you're leaving here. And again, you have generational wealth now. I mean, you're taking care of Garrett's. I don't know what his family plans are, but eventually if he has kids, wants kids, whatever, I mean, his kids' kids should be taken care of now if you're smart for a very long period of time. Don't you want to enjoy some of that? You need to be careful. Anything can happen at any time. I understand that. But it's like, well, maybe because you got more to lose, maybe you take her a little bit easy there. It's just the natural order of things.
Well, it sounds like you are giving the speech to him that you would want somebody within the Browns to give to him.
No, I don't. I can't because he's a grown man. I'm just telling you my opinion of it. I'm not saying for Miles, you need to slow down. You want my opinion, I'm giving you my opinion. That's all there is to it.
But don't you think that's probably the opinion somebody has within the Browns?
I'm sure it is, but I'm sure they had that conversation with him 2 or 3 years ago whenever the rollover was.
They'll probably be having that conversation again with him. I'm sure they probably already did. We just found out about this. Yeah, exactly. It's just a responsible thing that you would do, whether or not he's going to listen to them. I mean, Miles is
I don't know. He
Miles
certainly
is
did.
His own dude.
How many tickets did he have since the rollover? Do we know? So I know somebody put it out there. I'm sending you guys on Goose.
He had it. I saw it earlier.
Yeah, I know. I'm sending you guys on Goose Chases here, so I didn't mean to do that.
The next time he talks in front of the media where there are Cleveland reporters, I imagine he'll be asked about it.
Doesn't matter if he's shirtless.
That could be disarming, right?
Yeah. I really do. I think a guy stands in front of you shirtless, I think it's less of an interrogation.
And
plus, you can always tell if he's healthy or not. If he wears a shirt, he's not healthy.
This is technically the first one since the rollover crash, but this is from Brad Stainbrook.
Okay.
It says, speeds the Browns' Myles Garrett has been ticketed on since being drafted in Cleveland. 120 in a 70, 99 in a 70, 91 in a 60, 100 in a 60, that was April of 2020. Mm. 60 in a 45, that was the rollover. Now 100 in a 60.
Of course, these are only the times he's been caught.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, I imagine this is just what he does.
But it does turn into, it's weird because it's almost like the media, like because we have to talk about it, but then you almost face more backlash than he will. Like he'll pay, what, $400 in a fine? We were trying to add it up. $400, $500.
Yeah, by the time you pay your fees and all that.
We would talk about like the points. What are the points? The points are way more important.
Yeah, we'll find out about the points, but it's like, it's weird because we talk about it and I'll have a bunch of people, guys, it's just a speeding ticket, move on. And then I'll have a bunch of people saying that I'm not making a big enough deal about speeding tickets. So it's almost more annoying for us that we have to talk about it than it is for Myles Garrett. He'll pay his ticket and he'll move on. He doesn't care. I don't know if he cares. The state law will issue the points, and it depends on whether or not he's able to drive. But honestly, I don't think it matters to him. He'll pay his fine and he'll move on. Because I'm sure everything's been said to him before, so what are you going to do?
He'll care, but it's like 1% of his 100% of caring. For that day, and then it'll be over.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll just care about the annoyance and not wanting to be annoyed by it anymore, and maybe he'll just move on.
Joe Burrow's coming up week one, right?
Yeah. About 69 and a 60 through Strongsville. Will they get you over at 69 and a 60?
There's only one way to find out, Ken.
You want me to go down 69 and a 60?
Get your ass out there.
That'd be a hell of a bit. Me driving up and down 71 all day. All right, I'm going 69 and a 60. Still hasn't happened yet.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.